Robin Cheyenne Federhoff.
Yeah. Ms. Federhoff, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse will be conducting your hearing, so you'll be hearing her voice in a moment, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Sorry, Ms. Federhoff, there's always paperwork, you know? There's always paperwork. Okay, one more thing. Okay, see, I want to do your paperwork correctly. Okay, Ms. Federhoff, I know you've already said it, but could you please restate your name and your ABC number?
My name is Robin Cheyenne Federhoff. My DOC number is 219301.
Thank you. Okay, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on the 29th of June. You signed a paper that day. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on that paper is a list of your hearing rights, and one of those is you could hire an attorney at your expense. So did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself?
I will be representing myself.
Okay, that's just fine. I'd like to introduce you to the board, and if you look down to your right, my left, all the way at the other end of the bench for me, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Right next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here is the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll lead the hearing today.
So, nice to meet you all.
You too.
Thank you. Also in the room with us is Mr. Turner, who's a community corrections officer with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent both the department and your parole officer in this hearing today. Okay? So I need to swear to both of you in. So Ms. Federhoff and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God? And do you so affirm?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so Ms. Federhoff, your hearing will be conducted in two parts, two phases. The first phase is to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, and then the second phase is to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. Okay, so for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read this allegation, this one allegation to you, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. Okay, so we'll start phase one, and that is that you were in violation of condition 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report in person to your assigned parole officer by 11 o'clock a.m. the next business day after your release, on or about May 15th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Ms. Federhoff, is this true or false?
Yes, it's very true.
That's true? Okay, thank you. Based on Ms. Federhoff's admission, I move to find her delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed in the criminal laser company.
Second.
Agreed.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones, and that's all. Yes, that's all of us. Okay, Ms. Federhoff, we can go to phase two of your hearing now and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we do that, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information about your case, which will help us because we know nothing about your case at this point. So if you'll just stay on the line, we'll be right back with you. Just remain silent. We'll be right back to talk with you a little bit more. Mr.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Federhoff was released from ADC custody on 5-14-2018 and arrested on 6-8-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. She was returned back to ADC custody on 6-8-2018 with an adjusted CACD of 11-5-2018 with 24 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2006, dangerous drug violation, 3 years and 6 months. This is her second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1. She has a mental health score of 2 and a substance abuse score of 3. No SDG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2010, TIS release, absconded, 27 days, and arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is moderate. Other arrest, 2005, forgery, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2006, dangerous drug violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. She has a GB score of G5, V4.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Ms. Federhoff, back to you. It looks like you were approved to live at the Skelly House, but your parole officer spoke with Mr. Skelly, who verified that you didn't ever go there. So where did you go?
I currently went to my boyfriend's house at that time because he had every single thing I owned in his storage.
Okay.
He had all the pictures. He had every single picture of my children that I had. I have two natural born baby boys that are still alive. They're 5 and 3. Mm-hmm. And I had a set of twin boys back in 2003 that had passed on.
Okay.
In my belongings, I had two heart-shaped lockets consisting the remains of my twin boys, as well as a couple pictures and oddities like that. And I was trying to be prepared by going there to get my clothes and those heart-shaped lockets and the pictures. And to my finding out at that time, all my things have been destroyed. All of my memorabilia from my babies and my heart-shaped lockets of my twins were thrown away. And at that time, in that period in time, my mind went south because the only thing I could think of was my twin boys being in a dumpster or being in a landfill somewhere. And that is why I ran.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you any other excuses. I'm not going to blame anybody. It's all on me.
Okay.
And with them coming back to DOC, I'm currently going to the Heroin Anonymous meeting. I have a 30-day chip, as you can see. It's a 30-day chip that I earned. Mm-hmm. I go to my meeting. I graduated a class called The Way Out. As one of us here the last time. I've currently got a certificate for confronting addictive behaviors. I currently go to all my meetings. And as well as I also filled out an application for church to go to church on the street in case you would reinstate my parole. Because I feel that I want to become a better member of society.
Okay.
I mean, I know I did wrong. And I found God, and in here I found God. I have revamped my relationship with God, and I want to go out and do things to better humanity. I want to go out and know what it feels like to be the homeless and help people bring people to God. And I would be honored if you would give me that one chance to actually go out and prove to you that I'm not your average inmate that comes in a revolving door.
Okay, Ms. Federhoff, thank you. Thank you for that. Where was your boyfriend? Did you live there? Or when you found that out that stuff was destroyed,
I stayed with him for 3 days, and then he had moved someone else in the house, and I didn't feel comfortable with that.
Okay.
So I had went to a couple people that I knew might have something of mine that belonged to me, and I couldn't find anything, so I wound up homeless on the street.
Okay, so you were homeless.
Yes, I was.
Okay. All right. Did you think about contacting your parole officer at all, or?
Yes, I did, and at that time, my mind was so scrambled, I was actually scared to call.
Okay,
because I didn't know if they would have taken time to help me, or if they would have just said, oh, bullshit, you're just a waste of my time, and put me back in prison.
Well, I hope you never find yourself back in this situation, but what we need to understand about parole officers is they really, really want to work with you. They're there to help you succeed. So the parole officer would have helped you. I'm 100% sure they would have helped you in some way. So keep that in mind if you're ever in a situation like this again. And I hope that you're not.
Now that I understand that it came back, and a lot of the people that I know in here have been through this and have told me all about how good parole officers are.
They are very good.
If I was given a chance now, I would never test a parole officer's hand. I would do whatever they asked me to do. and I'm ready to change myself from within. I found God, and I don't want to let go of God.
Okay, Miss.
That's why I want to go to church on the street.
Okay. What were you doing the day that the Phoenix PD picked you up?
I was walking down the canal with one of my friends.
And what made them notice you and come and stop and talk to you?
Me and my friends, I was having an emotional issue. And we sat down by the canal right there, we were talking.
Uh-huh.
And I seen something out the corner of my eye. And it was always said that if you're even anywhere along the canal, the police will come mess with you and run your identification. And at that time, I knew I had a warrant. And even though I was praying to God to bring me back in prison, I knew that if they seen us get up the same time they did and start walking away, that they would help stop me.
Right.
And as soon as I seen him coming up on me, I knew he was going to arrest me. As soon as he grabbed my name, I put my head down, and I put my hands behind my back because I knew I was going to come back here.
Okay, so you didn't run though. You just left.
No, I didn't.
Well, that was a good thing. Okay, and Mr. Ruff, you said you had used heroin in the past.
No, I did not.
Oh no? Okay,
I guess
I assumed that because you said you went to Heroin Anonymous.
No, because with me, in my personal strength, a meeting is a meeting. And no matter what your addiction is, whether it be H-A, A-A, C-A, or N-A,
mm-hmm.
or Gamblers Anonymous,
yep.
It all comes back to one thing, believing in God and believing you can better yourself and doing the 12 steps.
Okay, so did you have a drug problem at some point, though? You have dangerous drug
Yes, I did have a drug problem, and that is why I firmly believe in going to church on the street.
Okay, and what was your drug of choice? What drug did you use?
Methamphetamine.
Okay, so it was meth, all right. I was just trying to get at that, okay. All right, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Does anyone have a question for Ms. Federoff?
I don't.
Okay. Ms. Federoff, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you've forgotten that you want the board to know?
If you feel that at any point that me going to church on the street would not be enough for any of your judgment calls in your mind that I have an addiction, I would ask you to please refer me to the Beaver House, and what that is it is a rehab program.
Right.
I'm willing to go to a rehab program to get myself fixed. I want to become a better member of society. I've done a lot of stuff on the street, and I'm tired of being homeless. I'm tired of being an addict, and I want something better for myself, and I'm asking you to give me a push up. And
now you have that. Okay, Sarah, thank you. The board is going to go into discussion, and we do all our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law, so we haven't talked about your case before right now. So all we ask is you just stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
All right, well, thank you, members of the board. I truly appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you. The board is now in discussion. Ms. Federhoff, this is a tragic case in that she found her all of her belongings, which included some very precious things to her, had been destroyed. And that would be a very shocking thing to anyone. I certainly understand. She, unfortunately, she absconded for 24 days, and she has a prior community supervision at which she absconded for 27 days. So I'm not, at this point, because of that, seeing her as a good candidate for return to community supervision. She does indicate that she wants to go to rehab, and unfortunately it's not the board's purview to assign people places. That's not within our jurisdiction. But I'm thinking if she stayed where she is and made herself a solid plan, continues going to the 12-step program, She'll be in a lot better shape when she gets released in November, but I would certainly listen to any input from fellow board members.
The prior days that she absconded.
Right, there's a prior period of abscond, so.
I agree. This is a tough one. It's heartbreaking, and she's probably best served just taking advantage of these last months.
Just to finish.
Doing anything, which I'm very proud of. I think she's.
She's on the right track. She'll be on the right track. Okay. Well, based on information that in warrant 2018W1477, and information provided by Mr. Turner, and also our conversation with Ms. Federhoff. I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Federhoff was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 24 days, during which time her parole officer could not monitor her activities.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Ms. Federhoff, you heard the board's discussion. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision. It's very important to stay in touch with your parole officer. And I know you're aware of that because you had a previous abscond period. But we also know you had the extremely unfortunate the incident that happened with your belongings and your precious object, your precious the remains of your children, etc., being destroyed. You are the one who's going to make the choice of what happens, and it sounds to me like you're right on the brink of doing that. You've made some very positive steps, and we're very happy to hear that. We're glad that you're safe. You're there. You're safe. You're not homeless. And you have right now, we're showing a release date of November 5th, which is not all that far away. It's only, little over 3 months. So what we would really hope for you is that you'll use this time to get a nice plan put together of what you want to do. And we know you have yourself on set on the right track, but get yourself solid, keep going to 12-step, and we certainly wish you the best for a safe return to the community. And we want you to be a productive citizen, too. So you've got four of us pulling for you, too. Okay, Ms. Federhoff?
Thank you.
Your hearing's concluded. If you just lay the phone down right there, that'd be great. Thank you.
All right, have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you.